Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by Pelly Christian Boys basketball senior Landon Fransman, who was recently named to the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association Academic All-State Team. Landon, first off, what does it mean to be recognized for the hard work, not only on the basketball floor, but also in the classroom?
I think it kind of means a lot because, you know, a lot of people kind of just focus on the athletic side of things, and then they don't realize that, you know, you got to be a student athlete first. And so, yeah, it's kind of cool. I didn't even really know about this All-State Academic Team until, like, a few days ago when I realized I was on it. So I thank Coach Brandhorst. I think he nominated me for it. And so, yeah, it's just pretty cool to be a part of something like this.
And to have a coach that nominates you for an award like this, too, and is recognizing that hard work, and then an organization to recognize that hard work. What does that mean as a student athlete to know that there are individuals who are taking note of that hard work, not only on the basketball floor, but also what you're doing in the classroom to make sure that you are having a well-rounded experience here at Pella Christian?
I think it's pretty cool because, you know, obviously I have been putting in a lot of work in the classroom to make sure I do get good grades, and that does take time and it does take work. And so it's really cool that people are actually recognizing the work outside, or actually in the classroom, and it just not outside of sports.
And you mentioned the student athlete part of this. I know that at the next level of collegiate athletics, you're hoping to be a student athlete as well. I know that you haven't officially made the 100% commitment that you're going to be doing that student athlete role at the collegiate level, but if you could just tell us a little bit about that decision process and what you're looking to do next year in college.
Yeah, so I'm actually right now leaning towards doing high jump in college. It'll most likely be at Dort. So this spring I'm hoping to jump at a few meets because I haven't jumped the past few years because we've had a really good golf team, and I'm excited to go deep again with golf, but also maybe jump in a few meets. And then on the academic side of things, I'm hoping to go some sort of business route, either finance, or I'm actually thinking about maybe doing accounting.
Nice. And you mentioned finance and accounting. What about those two areas interest you the most and make those areas of study that you might enjoy at college, potentially at Dort?
I think it's kind of because, well, at the moment, I don't really know exactly what I want to do someday. But I do know I've always thought I wanted to do something in the medical field, but the past few years I've done some internships and classes, and I realized that that's not for me. And so the business side of things is definitely more for me, and I feel like there's just so many opportunities there to get a good job someday and do something that I like.
Very neat. And one thing we got to talk about before we talk a little bit more about that track and golf combination this spring, got to talk about the basketball season, right? Because basketball season's been going on. We haven't had a chance to catch up on air about this, but overall, regular season winds down here, getting ready for postseason play. How do you feel like your senior year has gone on the basketball floor?
I think it's been going pretty well, actually. You know, you can look at our wins and losses and say, no, it might have been a rough year, but most of our losses, especially in the conference, I feel like have actually been pretty close, and we've played really well against them. And so I'm not worried at all for the postseason. I think we're really prepared for the postseason, and I've had a great year with these guys. It seems like this team is just everybody loves each other, and we're all great friends, and it's been really fun.
Very neat. And as we mentioned, the regular season winding down, first round of postseason right up upon the doorstep there. Monday against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, starting off postseason play the exact same way you started the regular season this year. What are you looking forward to most about a chance to see the Rockets again here on Eagle Lane and get another crack at them to start off strong in postseason play?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to play them. You know, we didn't get a bye this year, and so we get an extra game in the postseason, which I think I'm okay with. So, yeah, you know, we should hopefully beat them. It shouldn't be too hard of a game. And then we get to go to Davis County, hopefully, and go play at their place and hopefully beat them at their place. I'm excited for.
Very cool. And as you look at postseason play, what are some of the things that you guys are working on? I know that Thursday night you wrapped up regular season play with Indianola, but you can look ahead to some of those postseason games and just kind of preparing yourself for that road of potentially Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Davis County, potential rematch with Grandview Christian. If you can get to that point, what's kind of the thing that you guys have been working on as a team going into that slate of postseason play so that you're prepared for whatever team lines up across the court from you?
I think one of the big things we've kind of been working on is making sure that, like, when we're out on the court, we're all playing as a team, and when things go wrong, staying together, because if we don't stay together, we can get out of hand fast. And I think right now, kind of what Coach has been talking with us about is that we believe that we can beat any team we play, and we've said that all year. We truly believe that if we play our best, we can beat any team, so we should have to come out and play every night.
Absolutely. Now that we've talked a little bit about the basketball, I got to talk about this spring, too, because you just alluded to it. You'll be a busy guy. Golf is a team that's returning four or five of the six players that played at the state tournament last year to runner-up finish there. You also bet you're going to try to do some high jumping because you are a really good high jumper, but you've had a little bit of a hiatus from that because of golf. What's kind of that balance look like for you of making sure that you're healthy for golf but also good to go with time comes to jump and hopefully compete well on the track?
First of all, I'm prioritizing golf, and then I'll practice high jump when I can, because that's something I feel like I do not need to practice every day. And actually, I have two classes off this semester, so I have kind of an easy schedule, and so I leave school early every day, and so I can go out and practice high jump on my own time or with Coach Pingle. And then, yeah, you know, obviously for golf, we got work to do because, you know, we lost by one stroke last year, and we're ready to get that back.
Amen to that. Landon, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with the postseason basketball and going into a busy spring. Looking forward to seeing what the spring has in store for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Landon Fransman, a senior for the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team, here on today's Manly Radio Sports page.